Please join me in welcoming our 10-minute speaker, Mike S. from Templeton. Hello. I'm an alcoholic. My name is Mike. Thank you for asking me to speak. I'm going to go ahead and start this now. So I say I'm an alcoholic first because I do my best to put my recovery first before everything. A wise man taught me that anything I put before my recovery, I'm sure to lose. And that's not what I want to do these days. Born and raised in Templeton. My sobriety date is 11/23/22. Today I have 500 days of clean and sober sobriety. And that is because this program works. I was born and raised in Templeton. I come from a good family. My parents have been married for like 53 years. You know, they're a little rough around the edges, but that's all right. They're my parents and I love them. I went through, my grandpa was like my best friend. He died when I was about 6, and that was a very traumatic experience for me. And I think that's really when the start of me shutting down my emotions, running away from my feelings, and just like trying to push anything that I felt other than happiness away really started for me. You know, and that didn't really stop. Man. Anytime anything had ever happened, it was always just like, suck it up, pretend like nothing's wrong, and just keep moving, keep going. And that's kind of how I lived my life. You know, when I was about 13, 12, 11, I started getting into alcohol, into drugs, and then that was like an even easier way to run and escape. You know, and I lived that way until, you know, 500 days ago. I can really sum up my drunk log out of 1 week out of my life. So when I was 20, on Sunday I bought a car, on Monday I got my license, on Wednesday I got my first DUI, on Thursday I got fired, and on Saturday I totaled my car, I got my second DUI. I crashed into 3 parked cars, a mailbox, and a boat. I was put under citizen's arrest. I tried to fight the CDF, the ambulance. They chained me to a gurney, put a spit mask on me, took me to the hospital, and they gave me something that put me to sleep. And I woke up in the San Luis Obispo County Jail, holding cell number 6, I remember, because you could see the clock from that cell. And the girl that I was living with, and I caused all that damage in front of her house, picked me up, and she informed me that she was pregnant with my child. My whole life, I've just been running away from myself, running away from my problems, going in and out of jail, drinking and using drugs, doing whatever I can to escape and run from myself. And, you know, I didn't really get a sense of anything else until the first time I tried to get sober, and that was in 2018. I went to the desert. I went to like this bougie rehab. It was co-ed. Sober living was co-ed. There was like jacuzzi and all that stuff. I worked zero program. The only thing that I was interested in was escaping through distraction because I was still sober, you know, and whatever that was. Women, work, you know, whatever I could possibly do to get away from having to dig deep and look at myself, because whatever was in there, I've built such like a concrete over it that I never really wanted to dig into that. I came back and I relapsed, and that was during COVID, and it got really, really bad. Lots of alcohol, lots of drugs, and I was basically living my life like I wasn't gonna have to answer to anybody or myself again, you know what I mean? I was doing all kinds of harm. You know, my son, who is 14 now, you know, I was like created this relationship with him back and forth, and then just like totally chose drugs and alcohol over him and just put him to the side. And not only him, but everybody else, you know, in my well-being. I ended up losing everything that I had, you know, established, my materialistic stuff, like a house and a job and the union and all this stuff and everything like that. It's just all like, I pretty much just gave it away, you know, I just gave up. Like, back to using it again, just depressed, like, unhappy with myself, just like, you know, that's what I know. I just know how to escape and run and do what's easier and do what's known, you know, and for me, that's like, be involved in criminal lifestyle, drinking, use drugs, and yeah. I got arrested again in July of 2022, and for me, I would say that's the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life. I was placed in what they call it, the hole. You come out like 30 minutes every other day. And, you know, like I said, I was living like I didn't have to answer to nobody. And when I got in there and I started detoxing and sobering and up, you know, there's no running in there. There's no running. But I didn't want to feel. I didn't want to deal. And so the decision that I made while I was in there was that I was going to kill myself. So I made a noose and I hung myself from the bars in the cell right there. And as I was losing conscience, the dude that was next to me, I hear him saying, "Oh, man down, man down." And you know, when I woke up, the cops, COs, whatever, they had me on the floor and like freaking out, you know. And I was like, I had like sweet relief for like, you know, not very much time at all. But you know, I can look back now and say this, like, that was my bottom. That was my spiritual experience. That was my spiritual awakening. Because like ever since that happened, something has changed in me. I can't really tell you what it is, but like, I got out of jail and I was like, I'm going to rehab. You know what I mean? I went to rehab, I went to sober living, and I've done whatever it takes possible to not go backwards at all. You know, first meeting I went to, I didn't even know what meeting was. I just was like, I need a sponsor, I need help, can somebody please help me? And this guy called us, came up to me, and he gave me his phone number, and he's like, it only works if you use it, bro. And I was like, okay. You know, I called him for 30 days, and he brought me the step working guide. I didn't realize I was in an NA meeting, and now that I'm doing my steps, I have the NA working guide. But I feel like that's my higher power saying, like, this is where you need to do your work, and so that's what I've been doing. I'm about to start step 9 this week and be able to make amends, you know, not only to myself, but hopefully to my son and to the rest of my family. All that stuff that has happened to me in my life, I would not trade it for anything, because like I'm still trying to identify this feeling that I have inside my body, but I feel like it's joy. It's joy, it's love, and it's just like a pure, honest happiness that I have, not only for myself, but for other people, and just like appreciation of the world and everything that happens. And that isn't only because of the things that I've been doing, but that is a result of me working this program to the best of my ability. You know, I had like the first year of my sobriety, I just had like, dude, I had a commitment every day except for one day of the week. And that was like, because I needed to do laundry and stuff that day. And so like, I didn't want to overdo it, but I jumped into the sloppy paw, to the young people saying, you know, the rehab that I went to, I go back every other week, you know, and bring a meeting into them. You know, I just like, life is so good today. Like, I don't have everything that I want, but I have everything I need. And I noticed, like, in these last, like, 5, 6, 7, 8 of doing the step work, like, things are, like, just happening. Like, from doing the work that I need to do inside myself, like, everything else is taken care of. Like, my higher power is coming through so plush for me, and it is absolutely amazing. You know what I mean? You know, dude, I've received so much love coming to this place from so many people. And you know, throughout my life, like when my grandfather died, like that's where my love and my affection came from. And I haven't really felt that feeling until like I came here, you know, and I raised my hand and I asked for help and I opened up my stuff. I became vulnerable, and I've also done the step work. Like I finished step 4 and I was like, nah, I'm good. Don't wanna do this, you know what I mean? But like, I've asked and I talked to people and they're like, just pray, you know, find the courage to walk through your fear and just keep doing it, because that's where the miracle happens. That is the program, you know what I mean? It's the 12 steps. And so I tightened up and I've done it. You know, there's been a lot of tears, there's been a lot of pain, and there's been a lot of like breakthroughs, you know, that I've gone through in my life, and then it's because of this step work. And it's like, there's nothing like I've ever experienced before in my life. You know, like being able to heal, you know, I'm about to start step 9, and like for the past 500 days, any time that I've spent with my family or my son or anything like that, I haven't tried to say I'm sorry, I haven't tried to say that I apologize. I'm just doing what it takes for me to become the best version of myself and heal and go through that stuff. And then like, because my sponsor said, when you get to step 9, you'll be able to make those amends, you know, and I'm a little nervous for that, but I'm also really excited, you know. I'm a little nervous right now. Yeah. It's cool, this program, new people show up for you, and I can show up for other people. You know, like, everything in my life is always like, oh yeah, I'll be there and then I'll forget, or I'm sick, or, you know, like, I didn't, couldn't wake up and I didn't have something to, you know, fix myself with. And, you know, I'm just super pumped on life today. And I'm super grateful for the program of AA, the program of NA, and all the other help that's out there. Because, I mean, I need as much as I can get, because I'm kind of sick, you know. So, like, I'm trying to get better as much as I can through anything that's available to me. Yeah, I think that's all I got.
Give Mike another round of applause.